Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. The prophets in Jerusalem during the days of Jeremiah were accused of committing adultery, probably both physical and spiritual. In fact, the behavior of the prophets reminded God of the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, Jeremiah 23:14. But the prophets also lied. The truth of the matter is, as most of you know if you have thought about it seriously, lying and committing adultery go together like love and marriage, to quote from a Frank Sinatra song. When a man commits adultery, he may feel compelled to lie to cover up his sexual misconduct. Not every man who commits adultery will lie about it, but the temptation to do so is very real. There have been cases, such as that of Joseph Kennedy, the president's father, which did not necessarily involve lies. The whole Kennedy clan knew Joseph Kennedy had women all over the United States and abroad. He even tried, on occasion, to seduce his son's girlfriends. Rose Kennedy had to know that her husband was sexually involved with Gloria Swanson and with other movie stars, but if it bothered her, she did not let it show. Joseph Kennedy told plenty of lies and committed other immoral acts, but he apparently did not have to lie about his numerous affairs. Nobody in the Kennedy family seemed to care about his affairs so long as he did not cause any scandals. He had enough money to pay news reporters to quash any stories he did not want published. In fact, he kept one news reporter on his payroll for years. But lying on the part of public servants destroys men's and women's faith in their government. My first vote for any public official was cast in 1952 for Dwight David Eisenhower. It was with great disappointment that I learned of his lying about the U-2 spy plane incident. I was naive and could not believe my president would lie. I was also devastated when I learned of the plotting and lying of Richard Nixon. How could men like Eisenhower and Nixon lie and deceive the people who elected them to such high offices? The truth of the matter is, and this is very discouraging, there are very few public officials who do not lie. It has become a way of life in many of our state capitals and in Washington. And then we wonder why crime and immorality have become so powerful in the United States of America. Tragically, we have had and have men and women in political office who contradict themselves from day to day and sometimes in the same speech. There have been cases where politicians told an audience in California the exact opposite of what they said in New York or in Tennessee. Do we want men in high office who would not know the truth if they met it in the middle of the road? I remember a neighbor where I grew up in Middle Tennessee, of whom other neighbors said, if the man told the truth on any topic, he could not sleep until he changed his story. I'm not accusing any of our public officials of such blatant lying, but I do wonder about some of them. Jeremiah wrote, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that no one returns from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Jeremiah 23:14. Does the language of this verse sound a little immoderate to you? Is it really all that horrible for public officials to commit adultery and to walk in lies? My friends, if you know what the Bible teaches, you know the answer to that question. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.